Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Harvey Weinstein's name popped up in the news a lot this weekend. I thought we'd heard the last of him, except as a sort of mention to all of the other similar cases that followed. But no, there's more to it than that. On a phone line is Jason Nathanson. He reports on the entertainment scene for ABC News. Jason, it's John. You're on WGN. Hi.
Hey, good to be here.
So they're suing the state of New York is actually suing the Weinstein Corporation. Is that it?
Yeah, this was all a move to halt the sale or potential sale of the Weinstein Company, which it seems that they did today, because today we've learned that that sale is now pretty much off. It's not going to happen, which means the company, the next step could go into bankruptcy. And the whole point of the Attorney General of New York was that he wanted to make sure that Weinstein wouldn't profit off any kind of sale, and basically to kind of implode this company that had become so toxic. They feared that if in a sale, and one of the proposals of the sale was that many of the same executives would still be in charge of the company, executives who either turned a blind eye to Harvey Weinstein or were complicit in his alleged behaviors, that they didn't want that to continue, that that would just, you know, shift the problem onto something else. But the entity would still exist. And they basically, this is Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. He wanted to kind of end the company, and that looks like what's going to happen.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, was it going to be for sale prior to the scandal, or was this just them trying to get out of Dodge?
Oh, no. The company was the company, and then when the scandal happened, it basically forced that there needed to be a sale, which was going to be for several hundred million dollars. And part of it, we understood that one of the terms of the sale was going to be that there would be $50 million put aside for victim compensation. But Schneiderman, in his lawsuit, says that those terms were not in there. He couldn't find them. So he was worried about that as well. And also in this suit, I mean, we're just getting a ton more details about how Weinstein ran this company and how toxic it was. In the suit, they did 4 months of investigation, talked to so many people. We're told that executive assistants basically had to arrange sexual encounters for Weinstein. And if the women that he wanted to sleep with didn't want to sleep with him, these other women, these executive assistants, were essentially told to badger these women who were reluctant to try to get them to sleep with them. One of them talked about having a Bible listing Weinstein's quote-unquote friends and instructions on how to arrange these sexual encounters. We're told that his drivers in New York and Los Angeles were told to carry on them condoms and injectable erectile dysfunction medication at all times for Weinstein. And one of them even got a bonus for getting the medications and was at times directed to administer the injection to Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, boy. What about the HR department? Are they somehow implicated in all of this, the Weinstein Company HR?
Yeah, and it gets even worse there. So apparently there were volumes of HR complaints that were filed with the company's human resources department, and those were never acted upon. And in many times, the complaints would be forwarded to Weinstein himself, and then he could read over them and then basically get rid of the person who was complaining. And all of it was under his contract, which we've been told for a while now, is that he could sexually harass anybody and get away with all this stuff for as long as he paid the cost of any settlement. And that was part of his contract.
I wonder if then other people will be in trouble. You said it's still a toxic environment. It sounds like some of this should be criminal. I wonder if other people are worried about their jobs or even their freedom.
Possibly. This is a civil suit that was filed by the Attorney General. We're waiting on criminal charges against Weinstein in Los Angeles. Beverly Hills Police Department has filed. Those are all going to the L.A. County D.A., and there are charges being worked on in New York as well. So far, no criminal charges. And, you know, I should say for Weinstein, he was out with a statement saying, denying all this. Says there was no criminality. And even in the statement, Weinstein's lawyer pointed out that Harvey Weinstein promoted more women to key executive positions than any other industry leader.
Yeah. Well, both of those things can be true. I think that's true about the President of the United States, too. He worked with women at a high level and also appears to have been a serial harasser himself. I don't know that one, you know, sort of makes the other one go away.
That is very true. Among the other allegations in this new lawsuit, Weinstein is accused of telling several employees, "I will kill you, I will kill your family, you don't know what I can do," and he bragged about Secret Service connections that could, quote, take care of problems. So it wasn't just sex, it was, you know, intimidation, it was threats of physical violence against people and their family.
Jason Nathanson's on a line from ABC News, the entertainment correspondent. But if the Attorney General, if this is a civil case, talk just briefly about criminal charges against him. Where and what are those?
We're waiting on those. I'm more familiar with the L.A. and Beverly Hills cases that are going on right now, but those have been the LAPD and the Beverly Hills. They've gone through all the accounts. There have been special task forces set up to address a lot of these complaints, not just against Weinstein, but when it comes to sexual harassment and assault in the industry as a whole. But several of those cases involving Weinstein have made it now to the desks of the district attorney's office, and they're going to go through those and decide what charges, you know, basically what they can and cannot prove and what they can go after for Weinstein.
So they've set aside, or in theory, they were going to set aside $50 million to cover some of the fallout from this. Does that mean that some of these famous celebrities that I've been hearing, Uma Thurman, for instance, would somehow participate in that?
Well, I mean, in theory, the money would have been set aside if there was a sale of the company. Now, if there's not a sale of the company, and that appears to be falling apart at this point, that money wouldn't exist. So they'll raid their assets, and I don't know if you can set aside money in bankruptcy for something like that. I don't know the rules on that. So I don't know that there's going to be any money. Now, if the company does completely fall apart, you're talking about a lot of people losing their jobs. There are 150 employees, and not all of them were complicit in anything illegal or even sketchy. So, you know, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, but as the New York Attorney General seems to say here, that this company needs to just explode and not exist anymore, and they need to start over from ground zero because it was so toxic. That would just continue to be pervasive.
And one last thing about this. Who's going to buy it? I'll bet they were going to get a good price, huh?
Yeah, they were. It was an investor group. They were putting together money, and there were a couple of people who wanted the assets who wanted to split up. Some wanted the film library. Some wanted this. This investor group came in, and they were going to keep the company together as a whole. And I think it was going to be something like $250 million in this and then $225 million in debt that they were going to cover. But now that seems to be falling apart.
Get Out and Call Me By Your Name won top prizes from Hollywood writers. What award is this?
This is the Writers Guild Awards. This is seen as, when it comes to the writing awards at the Oscars, it's the biggest predictor of who's going to win because the Writers Guild is the biggest group of writers in the Academy, and they vote on that stuff. So they voted over the weekend to give Get Out Best Original Screenplay, which is very interesting because it was kind of a dark horse. It came out early. We weren't sure if people were really going to like it, and now that it's getting the screenplay honor, that's a good chance that it could win for the Oscar, which is pretty cool. And Call Me By Your Name also won for Best Adapted Screenplay, and if that does win at the Oscar, we'll see the oldest Oscar winner at 89 years old for that.
Jason, what was the best movie you saw this year, this season, this award season?
Oh, geez, there are so many. I really did like Get Out. Call Me By Your Name was very good. But you know what? I loved The Post. For me, that was the best, the most general and most crowd-pleasing of all of them. Maybe it wasn't the most artistic. Maybe it was a little bit predictable. But in terms of directing and performances and kind of a little bit of suspense, I really, and history as well. I really enjoyed The Post.
I was watching it going, gee, if I could just do one thing with the president for 2 hours, I'd make him watch this movie just to sort of appreciate what that message was. It kind of worked on two levels. I don't think it was heavy-handed about that, but that was the elephant in the room, wasn't it?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it was completely, had so many ties to today and what was going on. And just really, I work in the news media, so maybe I'm biased, but it's nice to see a movie about journalism and the importance of journalism, especially in this day and age when everything that you don't like is being called fake news, to see something, how important journalism can be in bringing out and bringing to light things to the general public.
Jason Nathanson is the ABC News entertainment correspondent. I love talking to you, Jason. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Sure thing. Take care.